This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It was the limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
I'll get you every time.
Yeah, I do like that last one. I thought of that very quick in the moment.
You did, and I applaud you for that.
By the way, the lead item on this, well, no, you know what? We'll save it, was what happened with Pompiani's first pitch the other night. We'll save that for 140, okay, Limits?
All right, let's do it.
Please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Joe. The Limitless Express today led off by something that I think you're very high on, Joe.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Eagles
yes.
trading with the Vikings quarterback Sam Howell. Plus, a 2026 sixth-round pick goes to Philly for a fifth and a seventh in next year's draft.
I have said, along with my friend Jason Bumbliss, the basketball coach, boys basketball coach at Beaver High School, we're both big fans of Sam Howell, and I have said for a while, although not in a while, that I thought he was a guy the Steelers should look into. I have said that. I think he's good. I think he was on a bad Washington team a couple of years ago and threw for 4,000 yards and 21 touchdowns as a 22-year-old. Sorry, I think the guy can play. And now, and he also threw for 21 interceptions, I get that, but it was his first year on a bad team. Now I see the smartest team, the smartest GM in all of football has traded for Sam Howell. And you know what, Limits? I feel like myself and Jason Bumbliss are redeemed here, that we're justified in our thinking. I actually think this kid can be a pretty good NFL quarterback. I think he can be Baker Mayfield. I do.
Oh, so you're saying starter.
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do. Not in Philly, because I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. But the fact that they went out and got him is very, very interesting to me.
Do you find it interesting, though, that Sam Howell has also been on now three teams in 3 years? Does that give you any pause or concern?
No, because one of them was dysfunctional at the time. That was Washington. And one was Seattle. And who cares what they do? They're the Steelers of the West. They're just sort of there.
But if the Vikings are trading him and they have a really good offensive mind and Kevin O'Connell as well, why wouldn't Minnesota decide to keep him when they have J.J. McCarthy, who is still unproven?
I don't know. Ask the Eagles. They have the smartest GM in the whole game. Don't they?
Yeah, Howie Roseman's number one. And look, I think Howell has really good arm talent. He can make decent decisions despite those interceptions. I just think he's kind of an average level backup. He's a good backup for, you know, the right scheme and the right situation. I don't know if I'm ready to go as far as you and
Well,
Mr.
you don't think the Vikings are very smart because you don't even like J.J. McCarthy. You think he stinks, and now they bring in Carson Wentz to be their backup. Why are you defending them?
Well, no, I just threw out the idea of if he is so good, why would he be traded from Minnesota?
If Minnesota is so smart, why do they have J.J. McCarthy, in your opinion?
I'm not a McCarthy believer, but I am a believer in the coach. I'm a Kevin O'Connell believer.
Well, he's put all his stock into J.J. McCarthy.
Does he have much of a choice? That's what the GM gave him.
Oh, all right. So the Eagles now, they were going to go with Tanner McKee. Sam Howell will displace him, and at some point, Sam Howell will be a starter in the NFL. You mark my words, oh limitless wonder.
I'll write it down.
Okay.
I'll have it saved in the ether.
But look at this. Look at this roster. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Lane Johnson, Landon Dickerson, Jordan Mulata, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. Are you kidding me with this team? And then everybody, well, that's building a straw man. I won't say that. Some are worried about their defense that they lost players. Everybody loses players. Last I checked, they have 18 defensive linemen, including Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Zach Bond at linebacker. And then I'm sure people will worry about their secondary, but they have Cooper DeJean. They have Quinyon Mitchell. They have all kinds of guys. Blankenship, that's the best roster in the league.
Agreed. They're loaded.
Baltimore
is not that far away from them, though. Baltimore's roster has players everywhere.
I might agree with you there, Limits. How about Denver? Why don't you like them? Because you don't like Bo Nix.
I didn't say I did not like
them. Yes, you did.
No, I did not. Why did I say that?
I'm sorry, you didn't.
I think their defense is good. They led the league in sacks for a reason. They had the defensive player of the year in Pat Surtain. They do a really nice job, and as Denver always has on the defensive side of the ball. But they're getting better offensively. Like, Bo Nix, I don't think he's a bum. I think he's a decent player. I want to see another year from him. I want to see another step. Well,
I'm sure he'll thank you for not thinking he's a bum. After the first 2 weeks of the season, he had 29 touchdowns and six picks.
Some people are ranking Bo Nix as like the 15th, 16th best quarterback in the NFL.
That's their problem. That's their problem. You speak of Bo. Do you think he's on par with Jaden Daniels? Because they had very similar numbers.
No, Jaden Daniels is better than Bo Nix. The eye test proves that.
Oh, the eye test, okay.
We talk about the eye test with the T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett thing.
But the eye test for Bo Nix told me he ran for, what, 400 yards and threw 29 touchdowns as a rookie. He was thrown into it.
The
right?
eye test says Jaden Daniels went to the NFC Championship game and almost went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. And Bo Nix took the Broncos to the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
The Commanders won five games the year before Jaden Daniels got there.
How many
there.
Did Denver win?
Then why didn't Bo Nix go to the AFC Championship game?
Because he had to start in Buffalo. That's why, against Josh Allen.
Jaden Daniels had to play the number one team in the Detroit Lions and won there and put up 40-plus points.
The quasi-Detroit Lions with about 17 injuries on defense.
They still won that game against Minnesota.
Yeah, a team that you don't like. Yes.
A team that I don't like. They won 14 games last year.
Do you want to compare stats with Bo Nix and Daniels?
Sure.
Okay.
I would also like to compare playoff wins.
Okay,
Jaden
playoff
Daniels
wins.
Has two.
All right. Yeah, they started in Buffalo. I think that's a little different than any of the teams you're talking about, except when they went to Philly and lost.
You don't think that the win against the Lions means anything?
It's a good win.
Putting up 40-plus?
It's a good win. Yeah.
It's a hard place to play.
Against half their defense, for sure.
They hadn't lost a home game in two years.
Yeah, not like going... They had just lost earlier in the... Like 2 weeks earlier, had they not?
At home? I might be wrong on that. But.
Bo Nix, 29 touchdowns, 12 picks. He ran for 430 yards and 4 touchdowns. And the best you can say is, I don't think he's a bum.
Said, I think he's a good quarterback.
No, you said average. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see how good Denver is. What completion percentage did he have last year? 66.3? Not bad. His rating was 93.3. I think he's pretty good. I think they're pretty good. I also think Jaden Daniels is really good, too. But I thought by the end of the season was actually a legitimate vote for Rookie of the Year. That's not based on playoffs, either. Anyway, what's next?
All right, Joe. Let's move along to what Wes Durham had to say on Eli Holstein or Bill Belichick. You take the honors. You take the pick. What would you like to hear?
On Eli Holstein, or I want to hear Belichick in the build-up to the TCU-North Carolina game.
Here it is.
Fascinating. And I will tell you this, having kind of grown up around that program with my dad doing the games, Joe.
Yeah.
I was there a week or change ago for the road show we did for ACC Network. And Carolina football has never been discussed more in a 6 or 7 month period than it has since Ben Belichick's been hired, since Belichick was brought on. I mean, it's just not even possible. And it's been since post-World War II when they had Charlie Choo-Choo Justice as a running back.
Choo-Choo
and
Justice.
And he was back-to-back, spent consecutive years as a runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. Mm. And I'll say this, that was my dad's childhood hero growing up.
Wow.
And Choo-Choo Justice never had this. I mean, now the way we do all this, it's over the top. There are people going to go to Chapel Hill for Monday night, Bob, and they're going just because they want to be a part of it. They're not even got tickets to the game. They don't know how the hell they're going to get in if they even wanted to try.
Man, I can't wait for that game, Limits. How about you? You going to be watching?
Me too. I'm going to be watching. I'll be fascinated by how Belichick does in the first performance. It's going to be very interesting to see how he adapts to the college game, which is becoming more like the NFL. But, man, this is not a blue blood like you talked about. This is North Carolina, a team that's been decent with Mac Brown. What do they become now?
Interesting. I'll say that much. One more. Why don't we go with?
All right. I want your thoughts on ultimately what you think of the Dolphins releasing Mike Hilton at corner, and if you think the Steelers should even consider bringing him back in.
Well, let's take a look at Mike Hilton here before I register an opinion. I'll say this much. Mike Hilton is a guy they shouldn't have gotten rid of or let go of. They should have matched what the Bengals were paying a few years back. It wasn't exorbitant. He was an important player for them. He was a great blitzer, pretty average in coverage. I'll admit that. But overall, I thought a good player that they didn't adequately replace. However, since then, Limits, he's gotten a little bit older. Is he 30 now? I think he turned 30 already and isn't the same player. So, no, I wouldn't be all that interested in getting him. He was a guy who made things happen, and last year he made absolutely nothing happen. No sacks, no forced fumbles, no fumble recoveries, one interception. I think that Mike Hilton is on the downside of his career, so I would say no to that. How about you?
I would not bring him in, no. He's 31. They've revamped the corner room enough. I actually think that Echols might be a solid player for them. I just don't know where Hilton would fit.
You remember Liddell Echols? Former Washington Wizard. Maybe they were the Washington Bullets now.
No.
Explosive scorer Limits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.